This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hello, and welcome again to Business Success Tips.
I'm not going to start laughing this time.
No, you should talk all over it. So you ruined my intro. I'm done with the intro part.
Fine. Hi, I'm Lee.
I'm Paul.
I'm Sean.
And who are you?
I am the mystery man. You get nothing
true,
from
true.
Me.
That's true. And we have our new engineer.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, welcome, Mark.
Shout
yay, Mark.
Out to Mark.
Hey, Mark. Okay.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah. Shout out to Mark. So we're going to talk a little bit about vacation. Lee went on, it was my birthday, and we went on a four-day Vegas.
A Vegas road trip.
Vegas
Woo!
Road trip.
Yeah,
around the desert.
Except we flew.
And I think it was very good because
and we left Vegas.
We had a lot of really great discussions. Remember, we had a podcast on the power of conversation once.
Yes.
And I believe conversation is one of those power things in people's lives.
I think it's laughter.
Well,
you got to have good conversation to create laughter.
Well, I want to hear from the power of conversation from you. I want to hear about laughter from you because what I think too. But I want to hear
Well, the power of conversation is we had, you know, four guys, college guys getting together, and we started off discussing relationships. You know, and one guy is, you know, happily married or unhappily married, whatever the case may be. And the other two are single, and I'm in the process of becoming that.
So you're not sure.
I'm not sure. So what happened was we all talked about how relationships work. And, you know, it's much better than a therapist because a therapist, they don't love you. I mean, they it's like, process, you know, you pay for love and
they're
try
objective.
Really hard.
Right.
They're
objective, but they're not like your lifelong friend buddies.
Right.
And you get down with...
I love you, man.
Well, your lifelong friend buddies know how to call you on your shit. Which
right.
Is,
and
did I say that?
That's right.
It's okay. This is the show.
So what happens is you have this interaction with four guys and you can straighten a lot of stuff out. I mean, that's to me the best part about these trips is you really get to talk about relationship and, you know, what hurts and what doesn't.
A lot of dude sweat in these trips. A lot of dude sweat.
That's right.
Your college guy trips are a little different than mine.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
But it's cool, though. It's cool.
Well, you know, we didn't get naked. And
hey,
get naked.
We're not here to judge.
No,
please.
We didn't know, like, getting the sweat lodge.
Hey, me and
like
Sean
that.
Are not here to judge. let's hear the story.
What goes in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. That's right.
What happens in Vegas goes on podcast.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's true. So we went through a lot of trials and tribulations. And what we noticed is like in business is either things can be negative or everything's a learning experience. And Forrest tends to be a little negative, but he's getting much better. And Dave's sort of in the middle. And I tend to be Mr. Positive.
Right. And I'm pretty much Mr. Positive.
So every time something happened.
You're the most positive.
It was wonderful because we had all these obstacles that came in our way. And they're minor ones. They were really no big deal. I mean, who cares? A flat tire in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the desert.
That's right.
No big deal. Seriously.
Really. Hey, have you seen The Hills Have Eyes? That could be a very big deal.
I haven't seen it,
but neither have I, but I've heard stories.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
But the whole point was that we had all these little adversities that came up that could have made it a bad trip. And the fact of the matter was, is we had great joy and entertainment in working our way through them all.
Well, because everything, it was interesting because Forrest says, you know, what if we get in the desert in the middle of nowhere and, you know, he was like, Forrest, we're not going to die.
Hey, I mean, that's when you say, we're eating you first.
That's right. And then we had this flat tire in the middle of nowhere.
Right, right.
And
but the weird thing about the flat tire episode was we all got excited. We all started laughing. The first thing we did was laugh. Flat tire, ha ha.
Right.
Jumped out of the car. Everybody jumped on something. They were grabbing, you know, the lift for the car,
We looked like a NASCAR pit crew.
It looked exactly like a NASCAR pit crew. Man, we were on it. 15 minutes later, we're back on the road. And we just had fun changing the tire. Right. Why not?
I have a question now.
Yes.
Did the flat tire happen after Forrest had pronounced his concerns?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the other thing is when we went to fix the flat tire, right, we go into town into Beatty. Beatty is famous for Area 51 and brothels.
Ah.
Yep. So, Beatty, Nevada.
Beatty, Nevada.
It's a great place.
Do they have any alien brothels?
Huh? Alien brothels.
That'd be pretty high.
That would be good.
Yeah, I never thought about that. You know, have sex with an alien. No, I never thought about that.
Dude, Star Trek fans would flock from all over the
world.
Jim
Kirk.
That's true. That's true. So,
Alien Ranch.
That's right.
That could be a whole different thing. Though,
that's
huh?
right. Featuring Spock clones. We could do this.
Is this near Pahrump?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
You go Pahrump and then you go to Beatty.
Yeah.
So,
home of Art Bell.
We had a great experience in Pahrump. We went to the world's largest fireworks store.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
incredible.
It was like You know,
aisle after aisle just after picture, aisle, you know, after like aisle.
Did they have the big mortars?
10,000 square everything. Feet of nothing but fireworks, right? Mm-hmm. And the first sign on the front door says, guess what?
No smoking.
No smoking. And you get in there, and there was these two ladies. And they were very helpful. And they said, you know, I was asking the market, so I said, you know, who buys all these fireworks? She goes, old guys like you.
And NASCAR fans. And NASCAR fans.
And so, I think so. So we got some firecrackers.
Yeah, we went out in the middle of the desert and blew up
and
firecrackers.
They were really bad.
How
they
fun
were,
is that? Yeah.
You guys should have gotten mortars. Those are impressive to blow
up. No, they were really bad firecrackers.
Were these good, like bad meaning good? Like
they weren't bad. They were
okay.
bad.
They're
like
awful.
Bad. That's bad.
No,
those
were
really
No, suck. Remember, yeah. these are old sucked. Guys. They don't have that stuff.
Because I'm thinking M80, M160.
Well, we tried to get M80s.
Doesn't mean, you know, sick or bad. Doesn't mean bad.
Blow up a Volkswagen with those.
That's right. So we did the firecracker thing, and then we went to fix the tire, right? And the first place he goes says, we need to fix the tire. And I says, oh, Forrest, we can fix it for $8, right? We come in, $65.
Well, you did. You're out of towners. They're like...
to fix the tire. And then we show up at the place to fix the tire, and Forrest does his, you know, I'm not going to pay $65. I go, Forrest, come on. Just, you know, divide it four ways. It's no big deal. And so he has a little discussion. Then we say, well, let's replace the tire. But then we have to get permission from the rental company. So Forrest calls the rental company, and he gets a non-cooperative person from rental company. Explain to him that...
That's not shocking.
Anyhow, we end up paying
people
$200
like that
for a new
always
tire,
get
right?
the difficult people.
But that was okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because they picked it up anyway. Then we right. went into the woods and came back. And
we didn't have a hotel reservation. That was a problem. It was 80 miles from where we wanted to be.
I had a hotel
be.
That never answered their phone. That was very exciting.
That was exciting. We had all these little things go on, but it was fun.
And we just made the most of all. So yeah. life is like that. You can always, you know, lemons out of lemonade kind of thing.
Overcame adversity.
It was great.
So the big thing is the lesson here is that have fun overcoming adversity. Believe it or not, it can be fun.
It was a kick.
You can always figure out a positive outcome. Right. Leverage whatever happens that seems negative and go forward from there.
And we talked about how sometimes stories. Females do not have exactly the same attitude as this. Of, you know, that adversity
I wouldn't necessarily find it to
generalization,
run
that's
gender lines. Yeah. Well, no, I think that, but just going back to what you said, because it is very profound. There is a profound moment in here, a profound theme, which is that no matter what is happening, it's all about your perspective and your reaction to it.
Right.
That's what makes it real.
Well, somebody puts a gun to your head, you don't have to be upset until they pull the trigger, and then it's too late.
That's right. Right.
So it's a choice.
So you, you always have those choices. Yeah? But people don't think that. Think there's only one way to react. I get pissed. You know, I get upset. I get fearful.
I've seen you be pissed.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not saying. I'm not saying that I'm exempt from this. I'm just saying that it's an ongoing lesson. Right. Let's just say it's an ongoing. It's like a health. It's a journey, not a destination.
So, admittedly, we did a little female bashing. I must admit, and we
little.
That's right. And we talked about
your four old guys like in the middle of the desert.
That's right.
Doing so your
two of whom are going through a divorce.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm not that surprised.
No, so we were doing it, and we were talking about how sometimes women aren't quite as understanding and might feel upset. So. What happened at the very end of the trip, this whole thing, at the end of the trip, we went in the bathroom together, and we came out.
Oh, man, stop.
Okay, you know I said there was no judgment?
Yeah. That just ended.
We're out of the safe zone now.
Don't all guys do that?
Yeah. And so I left a little early, and I went and sat down, right? But they couldn't find me. So what did you guys do?
Well, we're waiting for you to come out of the restroom. We're standing there being polite. We're waiting for Paul to come out of the restroom, and he never does. It's like, what happened to Paul? I don't know. The flight's ready to take off. We're looking all over the airport. We can't find him. I thought he passed out somewhere. I don't know what's going on. He was sitting back at the airport.
I was sitting the whole time. In the waiting place for the flight, right? Mm-hmm.
It's called the gate.
The gate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I show up and go, hi, guys. And they just... laid into me, you know, like, God,
where the
damn,
hell are
where
you?
Where are you? Blah, blah,
the
blah,
hell
blah,
you
blah,
been
blah,
doing?
Blah. And this, all this tension, they're all pissed off.
Well,
me,
you
blah,
know,
blah,
after
blah.
The week they just had with all the dude sweat, they get very emotional when they
so
lose
they were
track
on the,
of one
oh,
another.
My God. And then we sat down in the airplane. There was a silence, right? And Forrest looks at me. Who said it? You said
I
it?
Did, yeah.
He looks at me and goes, you ruined the whole trip.
Serious?
No, I just
not,
started.
But exactly, not serious.
Exactly,
that was the
not,
whole point.
Like we've been there, right? Have you never been there? We had a whole thing.
I've been on trips with gals where you do one little thing,
right.
The whole trip's ruined forever.
Yes, the whole trip,
you're done.
Can't recover.
And so
from
I just, I went into tears and started crying and begging for forgiveness.
That's funny.
Yes.
So it was.
I think you had to be there. It sounds like.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Just after the. Yeah,
I kept trying to stop at a brothel, but nobody would go for it. We did. We do have a map of all the brothels in.
Yes, we know where all the brothels in Nevada are now.
That's right. There's a map that has little hearts where all they are.
Excellent.
We posted on our website.
Put that on the website. That's great content for our launch of our website.
High-end
content, right.
So there you go.
So that's. Do you want to go to the Netcast story?
Let's talk about... Yeah,
engineer, how much time do we have? 5 minutes.
We had a request from one of our listeners to tell us to tell them a little bit about our studio and our transfer and all the changes that we've made. So we thought we'd give you a little history about how this whole thing got started and where it's gone and where it's at
now.
Can
you do that in 5 minutes? Go.
If you stop interrupting.
Well, I know where to start. I mean, Paul likes to talk a lot, obviously. And he likes, but he likes to help people. And he likes to really explain to them. And one of the things I found out a couple of years ago, pontificate's the word, about podcasting. And I kept trying to tell Paul, listen, this would be a great forum, a great way for you to get the word out and help people all over the world and talk about business. And it took a few tries before he caught on.
And a few beers.
And once he did, we grabbed some microphones and started our shows. And those of you that have been listening since day one, I mean, yeah, we had Cast Blaster.
Yeah.
And so we started doing shows. You pick up the story from there.
Well, we started doing shows, and we did, I don't know, 10 or 15. We had an audience of 3, and then we got our 4th one. And we were excited. Every time we gained a listener, it was exciting when you're first starting out. And
that still is.
It still is.
Every one of you counts.
Back then, it was a 25% increase.
That's right. Every time we got a new listener.
And it still is.
So we, I started looking at these numbers, and I thought, be my entrepreneurial self, we could do a business doing podcasting because nobody's really doing podcasting. So we came with the idea, let's start a company called Netcast Central. We got the URL Netcast Central.
Yep.
And
we rented a small little studio.
A small little studio, and there was Andy and you and me and...
And Steve Chipman.
And I called Steve and said, Steve, you want to play? He says, yeah. I said, you got to buy the furniture. It's $5,000. He goes, fine, count me in. So we bought the furniture. I put in $5,000 or $6,000, $10,000, and I bought all the equipment and stuff. And we started this company called Netcast Central. Continued.
And from there, we got some clients. It was very exciting. And we were doing shows for clients, talking about how these clients' products could help people and how it could help market their products and how they could talk to their sales reps.
We're selling our time for basically $2,000 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because we were charging what were we charging?
$500.
$500 a show.
$50 a podcast.
Right. And so it was good money. It was paying the overhead, paying the rent. And then we decided to expand.
Let's get bigger.
We're so successful.
And there was a deal
here.
We couldn't refuse. We went from 500 square
feet? 500 square feet
to 3,500 square feet. And our rent went from 750 to 1,500. So what the heck?
Seemed like a good deal.
Good deal. So,
then we had room for the ping pong table.
Right. Then we had to fill the new studio. So we filled the new studio. And then actually, Mark, we met. We hired a bunch of engineers.
Yep.
And we had this model. And we hired a bunch of salespeople.
That's right. And we had a manager.
I didn't know about that. So you hired a bunch of salespeople.
We had six salespeople.
Oh, wow.
And
you guys went legit on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we drew up stock. We had stock certificates and LLC, the whole deal.
Right. We had a whole company going. And we found our idea was that the producers were supposed to sell and produce. And then the engineers would engineer. And everybody was on a piecework basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out how to get money in the whole thing. And we started selling some. Most of the salespeople all tanked because we found out...
As most do.
Right. That we couldn't... Because everybody was on commission. So they couldn't actually sell and produce. We had a lot of good people, but they all tanked.
What were you paying them, theoretically, on their commissions that they probably didn't earn?
No. Well, we paid them... We figured if we got $2,000 an hour, we wanted to gross maybe 50%.
Okay.
So we paid them $1,000 an hour. So they got... half of what we got and it was split between the engineer and the producer. And so that seemed to work. It all sounded great on paper. And I sold some.
Yeah.
I went out there and started selling because I can sell. So I sold some. And what I found out, the reason it didn't work was, obviously it didn't work, but I was trying to sell and produce and keep everybody on Skype. And what happens is the organization part, trying to get everybody coordinated to show up.
The scheduling was a huge issue.
The scheduling was huge.
So also, all the founders were doing it part-time.
Big part-time.
Like 10 hours a week part-time, 5 hours. Like not like, you know, half-time, like part-time.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you know that now with builder community is it takes a driver, whoever that is, because everybody's capable, but it's like, who's going to actually step up?
Who's
going
to step up to the plate?
Because it's a baby. It's a living being.
That was probably the biggest fault is nobody's putting full-time into it. Nobody's life depended on it. It was sort of everybody's hobby.
Well, everybody was making money outside of the company well. So there was no incentive to be there for money. It was just for fun.
Right.
And sometimes when it's not fun, you're not all together.
And none of us were making any money on it. It was right. all like, you know, let's just do this for...
Paid the overhead.
We had the dream.
But theoretically, you could have been, had right. it gone, right? I mean,
and,
you did the
and
numbers.
And we were really close. Actually, we brought Tamara in to manage it because she had the time. So she managed it. Right. She hired the salespeople. Started. We had an account. It looked like it was all going great. We were
on the verge of a lot of very large sales.
We were on the verge of, you know, like probably 30, 40, 50,000 a month. Which
and what happened?
That's what we wanted.
Tamara.
No, what happened was... The killer client, we weren't selling the right person. And the money, the guy with the money flaked or decided not to do it. The person who wanted to do it, who didn't have the money, couldn't do it without the money. I didn't have the time to sell and follow up on the sales I should have, so I didn't sell. And then everybody got...
Well, and the team wasn't highly compatible.
No. Well, I very rarely get really pissed off, and I would get pissed off at Andy because I would go, let's buy a microphone. He goes, you know how much a microphone costs? And I go, Jesus Christ, it's like... $100, and he goes, "Well, that," and we had a lot of discussions.
They went back and forth, and then Tamara didn't get along with anybody, and
so it was a personality tragedy.
It was like it was like a really good band,
you know.
Well, not quite,
but it just, you know, we had arguments over money, arguments over all kinds, and so finally, it just wasn't worth the effort. So we decided to fold, and we moved everything out and moved it into Lee's living room.
So let's see. It started in my living room. Then we went to a small size studio, then a large studio, back to my living room. How many is that? Four? And now we're at number five.
Five, right. And so what evolved... How much time? What does that mean?
We're done.
Oh, we're done. Okay, well, if you want to hear the rest of the story, you have to listen to our next podcast.
There you go. Good idea.
Well, that's pretty much the end of that story.
Bye, everybody.
No, we're not done yet.
All right, bye.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Don't forget to listen to next week.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, and I hope you'll join me at Tech Exec Casts, a bi-weekly technology podcast where I speak to top executives from tech industry leaders and innovators to find out their perspectives on the industry and their secrets to success in the marketplace. Show guests include executives from top social media and social networking companies, internet marketing firms, enterprise software developers, and more. Search iTunes for Tech Exec Casts, one word, or go to www.techexeccasts.com.